Hey, Duck.
Yeah, I just called you Duck. What are you going to do about it?
Nothing, huh? That's exactly what I thought. You're such a coward, aren't you? You never stand up for yourself. You never get mad at me, even though I've been fucking with you on a daily basis for the last 2 years. Oh, please, stop teasing me. You know, I feel kind of bad for you sometimes, but... You know, teasing you is almost so much fun, and you're such a good object for teasing since you never really get mad at me. I mean, I've seen you cry sometimes, I've seen you blushing and running away from me like a scared little puppy at occasions, I've seen you hiding behind lockers just to avoid me sometimes, but at the end of the day, we have some sort of connection, don't we? We have something, right? Some sort of fucked up connection that only you and me can understand. And do you know what I think? I think that a part of you really enjoys what I've been doing to you. That you enjoy when I push up against the wall, when I steal your lunch money, when I call you things, when I write mean stuff on your locker, when I let you know what a piece of shit you are. Oh, you like that, don't you? You really do. So the question is it just me that you like, or are you just into being pushed around and fucked with like a poor little puppy? Oh, really? So it's a combination of the two, huh? You're fucking twisted, aren't you? I mean, after all those times I've been pranking you and stealing your bag and making fun of you in class and still you like me. You like what I do to you, how I make you feel, how I put you down, how I don't care about you except that I do care about you enough to do all these things to you. And, you know, I've seen you checking me out sometimes. When I stroll down the hall, sometimes I can see you watching me. I can see you observing me at a distance. You're staring, to be honest. When you watch me move like a predator, like a hunter on a mission, ready to take whatever I want, ready to do whatever I like to people, grab you by the collar and just ask you to do anything for me. I've seen you watching me, you poor thing, with something peculiar in your eyes. In fact, I've seen you watching a particular part of me. Oh, don't act stupid, boy. I know exactly what you've been watching. But your eyes are drawn as soon as I step into the room. You've been watching my ass, haven't you? You've been staring at my big, beautiful, bouncy bubble butt. Isn't that right? You've been watching it closely, swaying from side to side, shaking as I move down the halls, in my thin little sundresses and my shortcut skirts and my tight little yoga pants, of course. You're always watching it, aren't you? Always drooling, always excited to see it, always hoping that it would be just a little bit nicer to you. Instead of picking on you, I would just sit down in your lap so you could feel my juicy fucking ass pressed up against you, my cheeks rubbing against your crotch and my hips rolling around in circles. That's what you dream about, isn't it? Your big booty bully giving you a sweet little lap dance, grinding and bouncing. And you just wish that I would be nice to you for once, but my little butt is not for you, my dog. It's not for you to touch. It's not for you to squeeze or play with. It's not for you to rub up against in any way at all. It's just not, my dog. It's just not. It's too round and jiggly for you. It's too perfectly shaped for you to even imagine. It's too fucking juicy for you. And you would just never leave me alone if I let you touch it even once, you know. And I don't want you to follow me around everywhere, so let's just forget that thought, okay? I'll never let you touch this ass, dork. But your butt, on the other hand, to be honest, your butt's kind of cute, you know? And this may come as a surprise, but I've been watching you too, dork. I've been watching that ass of yours. That tight little ass in your blue jeans walking down the halls. Oh, don't look so shocked. Girls like cute little butts too, you know. And this is probably the nicest thing I've ever said to you, but I just
love that ass of yours. I just love that cute little ass of yours. Even though it's attached to such a depraved little dog like you, I just love it. I just want to squeeze it and feel it, and I've been thinking about it quite a lot during the last week. And here we are now, just you and me. Just you and me and that cute little ass of yours. So, you're going to give me that ass, okay? Do you understand that? You're going to give me that sweet little ass of yours. You don't have a choice, really. You will just have to accept that I want that part of you. That I want to squeeze it. That I want to spank it. That I want to hold it in my hands. And that I want to bend you over so I can have a really good look at it. And then I'm going to fuck you. Do you understand that? I said, do you understand that? Good. Because I'm not asking for it. I'm just taking what I want from you. Just like I've always done. Just like I'm always going to do. Now don't put up a fight, okay? I'm just going to... Yeah. There we go. Off with those pants of yours, you know. Maybe I'll bring them home with me when I'm done with you. Like a trophy from this encounter of ours. Maybe I'll let you walk back home with no pants on. Ashamed and humiliated like the sweet little dork you are. Now, what should we do about those boxes then? Just let me. There we go. There we go. You don't need them, do you, dork? No, you don't, sweetie. I want you butt naked for this. I want your ass completely exposed for me. Now, come here. Oh, don't struggle. Just stay calm, okay? It's not like I'm going to hurt you. I just want to bend you over. Like this. I just want to see what you got back there, okay? Just let me feel it, okay? You like it when I squeeze your ass like this, don't you? Grabbing a handful and just squeezing it tight like this. That's what I'm talking about. A firm, dorky little ass like this. So innocent and pure and so untouched before I came around to make a change of that. Now just be still, okay? Don't move a muscle. I'm just gonna... Oh, wow. You felt that, right? You felt that in your whole body, didn't you? Oh, don't be scared now. I'm just having some fun with you, that's all. I'm just teaching you a lesson, you know? For staring at my ass all the time. For peeping like a disobedient little dog that doesn't know how to behave properly. So, think about what you've done, okay? Think about my juicy ass jiggling in front of you while I spank this dorky little ass of yours. I bet you wish that it was my ass getting spanked, but too bad, sweetie, too fucking bad. Because it's your ass that's all red and sore now, isn't it? It's your ass that's about to be fucked until you cry and whimper like a good little slut for me. Yeah, you heard me, dork. You heard me. I'm gonna fuck this ass. I'm gonna get my strap on out of my purse and I'm gonna fuck you. Yeah, that's right, sweetie. I've had the strap on in my purse the whole day, just waiting for this moment. Waiting for me to find you and bring you here so I could push you down like this and have my way with you. Now be a good boy for me. Be a good boy and get down on your knees for me. Yeah. I'm just going to put this on real quickly and then you're going to do as you're told, okay? You're going to get down on your knees. You're going to suck this girl cock. You're going to open your mouth to me and then you're going to suck it and lick it like a good fucking boy for me. No ifs or buts. You will just do it, okay? Now, here we go, baby. Open your mouth for me. Suck it like a good fucking boy.
Yeah. Yeah, just like that, baby. Just like that. You're such a good little dog, aren't you? Sucking your bully's girl cock like this, slurping like a good boy, right after a spanking, yeah. Just like that, baby, good boy. I've been training you well, haven't I? All those times I've been teaching you lessons in school, it's really paid off, hasn't it? You're a well-trained little dog for me. Just keep sucking it. Let me just push it in a little further. Good boy. Now, get up again. Get up and turn around for me. Let me see that ass again. Yeah. There it is. Get ready now. Get ready to feel a connection on a whole other level. Just take a deep breath for me. Just hold your breath as I spread these cheeks. Position my girl cock right between them. Yeah? I put the tip of it right against this tight little hole of yours. Now breathe out for me. Feel the tip against your twitching little hole and just open up, baby. Just open up for me. Take another deep breath in and just feel me pushing into you. There we go. Nice and slow at first, but I'm gonna pound this ass pretty soon, baby. I'm gonna slam into you like you fucking deserve it. Because you want this, don't you, baby? You want this girl cock deep inside of you. Deep inside this tight little hole of yours. Deep inside, just pumping in and out of you. You want your big booty bully to be deep inside of you, to fuck you like you've never been fucked before. Good boy. Don't be shy now. Open up for me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You're just swallowing this girl cock, aren't you? You're just a greedy little slut for me. Just take it, baby. Just take it. Oh. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. My dog taking my girl cock like a good little slut for me. Oh, you're even moaning, aren't you? I can hear those cute little sounds you make. Almost the same sounds as when I spanked that ass earlier. And speaking of, you deserve a rough fucking, don't you? I mean, we're not friends. We just have this special connection, don't we? A bond that no one else could understand. Something ugly and dirty, but yet so very intriguing and in the most fucked up kind of way. We're just exploring each other. Or rather, I'm exploring you. I'm exploring your limits, your boundaries, your compliance to me. I'm exploring how much I can stretch this tight little hole of yours. How far I can shove it in before you just can't take it anymore. Before your limits are met and you just shake and shiver for me. So just hold on, okay? I'm gonna fuck you harder, baby. Just see how much you can take of this. How much you can take before you come like a good little slut for me. That's nice and deep, isn't it? Nice and deep for you. Deep enough to hit that swollen little prostate of yours. Deep enough to make you squirm like a sweet little slut for me. Deep enough to make you moan my name, isn't it? So come on. I want to hear it. I want to hear my name while I fuck you. Say it, baby. Yeah, that's right. Moan my name, baby. Oh, this is just so fucking beautiful. Oh, my girl cock sliding in and out of you. Your tight little hole clenching around like that. Your legs shaking, your body tensing up like that. Your sweet little whimpers. Just made my name, baby. Oh, I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna stop, baby. I mean, it's kind of tempting to just pull out of you and leave you here all butt naked and horny, but I'm not that mean, am I? Maybe I am, sweetie. Maybe I am. Or maybe I'm not. I guess you'll have to find out, won't you? Maybe you'll have to beg me not to pull out of you before you come all over my gargog. Maybe. Maybe it's best for you to just beg me right now. Just to be safe. So come on. Beg for my cock, baby. Beg for my girl cock. Yeah, just like that. Good boy. Now get ready for me. Get ready to come for your bully. Your bully's gonna fuck your ass until you come for her, until you squirt your cum all over the floor for me. Now let's go faster, baby. Let's go faster, okay? Oh, yeah. No, please don't stop. Please don't stop. I won't stop, sweetie. I won't stop. I'm gonna fuck the cum out of you. I'm gonna pound your prostate until you shake and shiver for me, until you bleed and pop like a good little slut for me. Oh, so come on. Just do it, okay? Just come for your bully. Just let it go. All for me. Yeah. I just want to see my dog squirt like a fountain. Do it, baby. Just come on my cock, baby. Just come on my cock like a good fucking boy. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. There you go, baby. I can feel your arsehole clenching around my cock right now. I can feel it twitching and tightening as I thrust myself in and out of you. That's right, baby. You're about to lose control right now. You're about to come on my cock just like I want you to. Shoot your load all over the floor for me. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead and do it, yeah. Just come for your bully. Come on my cock like a good fucking boy for me, yes. Good boy. Good boy. There you go, baby. Yeah. Yeah, squirting all over the places I slam into you. I'm not stopping, am I? Oh, I got a steady grip of your hips and I just keep on thrusting and thrusting until you come again and again. Yes, I'm gonna fuck every last drop out of you, every single drop of it. So just keep going, okay? Just keep still as I thrust and thrust and thrust. There you go. Oh, such a good boy for me. My dog just came exactly like I wanted him to. Oh, I know you don't want me to pull out of you because you'll feel so empty without my girl cock inside you, but I'm gonna pull out anyway. There we go. Oh, now don't act like that. I just gave you what you deserve, that's all. I mean, we're not friends, are we? We're not lovers or classmates or even fuck buddies. I'm just your big booty bully and you're just my good little dog, aren't you? And we just have this special relationship, don't we? Special relationship that only me and you can understand. I might have to punish you like this again sometime. Maybe I'll get a bigger girl cock next time just to find out exactly how much you take. But we can't be seen together like this. No, 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 no. I mean, you're just a dork and I'm just your mean bully, aren't I? We can't let anyone else know about this. That I fucked your ass like this. That you liked that I fucked your ass. That I liked it because I really did, you know. I really, really did. Now come here. Let me kiss you, okay? I just want to kiss you before I leave you and your cute little ass. No,
Where was I? Right. Don't tell anyone about this, or I will fuck you up, okay? You know what I'm capable of, so don't try anything. Alright, I'll let you have your pants back then. I think you'll need them.